This is fresh air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker is excited that six albums that the British songwriter and performer Nick Lowe recorded between 1982 and 1990 are being reissued in remastered versions with some previously unreleased tracks. Ken says much of this music has been underrated, and he singles out in particular the album Party of One as being among Lowe's finest works.
There's a cool wind blowing in the sound of happy people at a party given for the gay and debonair. There's an organ blowing in the breeze for the dancers hid behind the trees. But I ain't never gonna see what's shaking on the hill.
In an interview after Party of One had been released, Nick Lowe lamented that the album had, quote, sold about 4 copies. It was very depressing, he said. I can understand his dismay. Party of One, released in 1990, holds up as one of the liveliest and wittiest collections Lowe has ever released, and that's saying something. Lowe at his best has a gift for both melodic hooks and clever wordplay that is in full force on a song here such as All Men Are Liars, which includes his immortal rhyming of the singer Rick Astley with the word ghastly. Six of Lowe's 1980s albums have been reissued. In addition to Party of One, they are Nick the Knife, The Abominable Showman, Nick Lowe and His Cowboy Outfit, The Rose of England, and Pinker and Prouder Than Previous. Each of these has some excellent songs, and I'd put My Heart Hurts from Nick the Knife on a Nick Lowe best of. But for sheer consistency, Party of One is, I assert, equal to his 1978 debut, Pure Pop for Now People. There's a power to Party of One's rhythms and its novel use of repetition, as in the way Lowe tightens the chorus of You Got the Look I Like into a coiled spring. One reason this album sounds so good is that it features what is probably the finest assemblage of musicians Lowe has ever had, including the great drummer Jim Keltner, Ry Cooder and producer Dave Edmonds on guitar, and Paul Carrack on keyboards and some backing vocals. Tight yet loose, this group knows what to do even when Lowe is dipping into the absurd with nonsense lyrics called Sting Stang. For many years, I drove up to Maine in the summer, a 12-hour ride for which I had accumulated a choice selection of albums on cassette tape to make the journey more jaunty. By the time we got to Maine, my daughters were singing the refrains of Party of One songs like All Men Are Liars and Honey Gun, whose lewd organizing metaphor I was never called upon to explain, thank goodness. This is a testament to Nick Lowe's ability as a writer of catchy hooks. But now, years later, I sit more calmly, alone in a chair, and listen to Party of One, and I find myself marveling anew at the emotional directness and bristling intelligence underpinning this superbly enjoyable music.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. The set of Nick Lowe reissues is on Yep Rock Records. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, our guest will be Eric Lipton, a Pulitzer Prize-winning New York Times reporter who covers corporate agendas and government relations. He's been investigating the extent to which the regulated have become the regulators in the Trump administration. He writes about industry lobbyists who are now in senior positions at many government agencies working to roll back regulations they once fought. I hope you'll join us.